إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. We spoke about the ayat of the Quran of Surah Taha, which speaks about the attitude of joyful obedience, where Musa alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, he said, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. Oh Allah, I hurried towards you so that you would be pleased with me. There is a beautiful story about this lady who read this ayat, and she molded her whole life on this ayat. وَأَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. Oh Allah, I hurried towards you so that you would be pleased with me. Oh my Rabb, I hurried towards you so that you would be pleased with me. So she would, as soon as she heard the adhan, immediately she would go and pray. She would do salah. And this was her norm, that as soon as she heard the adhan, immediately. So she had an arrangement with her husband that when he was leaving his workplace, he would phone her and he liked to have a hot meal. So he would phone her when he left his workplace, and usually he would tell her what he wanted to eat and she would cook the food for him, so that when he got home, he had a hot meal. So one day the husband phoned her and he said he wanted this. The Palestinians and Syrians and so on, they make this this food which is wrapped in grape leaves. And it has a filling and so on, and this is steamed. So it actually takes quite a long time to make it, because you have to individually, each grape leaf, you have to wrap this thing like a little cylinder, and then goes into a pot, and then it is steamed and so on. So one day he phoned her and said, I want this. So she started preparing and she wanted to make a certain number of them, and there were three left when she heard the adhan. So she thought to herself, should I finish these three and then go and pray, or should I follow my normal way, which is to immediately go and pray? And then she decided, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. Oh Allah, I hurried towards you, my Rabb, I hurried towards you so that you will be pleased with me. So she left those three as it is and she went in to pray. And when the husband came into the house, he called her and there was no response. And he went into the kitchen and he saw these things there, and he found these three which had not been put into the pot, and he went looking for her and he found her in sujood. So he said, you could have finished those three and then you could have started praying. What would have happened if you have finished those three and started praying? And there's no response. So he went close to her and touched her, and she was dead. She had died in sajda. What would have happened if you had finished those three? She would have died in the kitchen instead of in the sujood. That is what would have happened. I remind myself and you that when I used to live in Guyana, Guyana has, as you land into Timiri Airport, you come in over the sea, and if you look down, you find something that looks like a black beach. It's absolutely flat. But unlike sea sand, which is light colored, this is black. And that's not a beach. Those are what are called mud flats. And that is quicksand. It's absolutely deadly. Because if you step onto it, it looks like it is firm. But if you step onto it, then you sink. And the more you struggle, the more you sink until it closes over your head. And believe me, that is not a nice way to die. Because to be drowned in mud is not a nice way to die. And the thing in that is that if you are caught in it, then the only thing, the only chance of survival that you have is not to struggle, but to call out, and if somebody throws you a rope, then you grab onto that rope. And that person who throws you a rope has to pull you out. Otherwise, you are dead. There is no way of surviving that thing. Once you are in it, you are dead. You are finished. And the key thing there is the more you try to escape, the more you try to struggle, the faster you will sink. The more you try to struggle, the faster you will sink. The reason I am saying this is because this dunya is like those mud flats. This dunya is like those mud flats. And all of us are stuck in it. Believe me, anyone who thinks that he is not stuck in the dunya is living in fantasy. He is on some, you know, he's on a trip. Every single one of us is stuck in that dunya, in this dunya. All those of us who are engaged in halal are stuck in the dunya. All of us who are doing the work of da'wah are stuck in the dunya. All of us who are engaged in haram are also stuck in the dunya. There is no difference. Every single one is stuck in the dunya. And what is the way of escaping those mud flats? Is to call for help. And somebody will throw a rope. And if somebody throws you a rope, then you grab onto that rope and you don't let go. And that person will pull you out. That is the only way. There is absolutely no other way of escaping that. And we called out, Allahumma hadina. Oh Allah, give us hidayat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threw the rope and he said, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jamian. Allah said, hold on to the rope of Allah strongly. All of you together. My brothers, I remind myself and you, there is no other way of escaping this dunya that we are stuck in. And those mud flats, for some it is name and fame, for some it is money, for some it is worry about this and that, for some it is worry about safety. Allah Allah. Everyone has his own little piece of mud in which he or she is sinking. And if they do not hold on to the rope of Allah, then you will sink. And as I said, it is not a nice way to die, believe me. There is nothing romantic about being on your deathbed. Your heart is full of hasrat. Your heart is full of all those great desires that you wanted to achieve this and that, and I should have had this and should have had that. Oh, ye hasrat hai, wo hasrat hai, ye khaish hai, wo khaish hai, wallahi. मरते मरते एक एक ईंट के अंदर जान अटकेगी. अगर इट्स नॉट अ नाइस वे टू डाई. योर सोल बीइंग एक्सट्रैक्टेड विल ग्रैब ऑन टू एवरी एटम इन योर बॉडी इन अ बिड टू एस्केप. बट देर इज नो एस्केप. देर इज नो एस्केप. द ओनली एस्केप इज टू होल्ड ऑन टू द रोप ऑफ अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला जल्ला जलाले. Only Allah can save. And Allah promised to save. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to save. When we call, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to answer. Uduni astajib lakum. Call me, I will give you, I will answer you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to answer. So let us remember that. And let us not fall into that trap. Let us be among those who hurry towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that He is pleased with us. And remember, all the rest of it which stops you from that hurry, all the rest of it which keeps you away from that hurrying is mud. That is the mud which seeks to suck you in. everything else. Your wife, your children, your husband, your money, your employees, your employer, every single one of them is mud. And if we don't grab onto the hold of rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are gone. We have to live in this mud, but we don't have to die in this mud. We have to die out of this mud. And the way to do that is to hold the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the way to do that? وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَحُ Oh Allah, I hurried towards you so that you will be pleased with me. This attitude of joyful obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not reluctant. As I said, that we are not even talking about the difference between obedience and disobedience. No. We are talking about obedience. But how? Literally, how do you walk to the masjid? If somebody is watching you, what does that person know about you and your attitude towards obedience of Allah simply by looking at you walking towards the masjid? Do you look like a person in a hurry? Or do you look like a person who has all the time in the world, strolling along, putting one step and then thinking about, should I put the other step? Which one? I'm just giving a very simple example. If someone is watching you, if somebody takes a movie of yours and you see this movie, you say, do I look like I'm hurrying? Do I look like I'm hurrying? And if the answer is no, then you don't fit into this ayat. وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي or not. There's no ujrat. وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي No, there's no ujrat. And that is the point that I want to remind myself and you. Because we don't know how much time we have. We do not know how much time we have. And then when the time comes, like in that story, when the time comes, and the question is asked, what if you had finished this work and then gone to pray? What if you had finished this work and then gone towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the answer is, you would have died in your kitchen instead of dying in sujood. You would have died in your shop or wherever it was, instead of dying in sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always remind us and to always enable us to follow the reminder that we get from Him and to grab hold of the rope that Allah has thrown us and never to let go of that rope so that we are pulled out of this quicksand that we are stuck in. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين